come back in. Again, Norvell shoots in on Busey. Busey counters it. Takes a counter shot on Norvell as Norvell is starting to back out. Trent Busey into a wrist tie. Norvell tries to shoot. Busey wrist tied and threw him over. Norvell hit a roll, and Busey came charging across the mat. They went out of bounds. Now Norvell's into a two-on-one tie, trying to push into Trent Busey to get Busey to push back on him. Busey just backing out. And again, Norvell tries to take a single leg. They go out of bounds. Seconds left in the first period. Busey shoots in on a single. Norvell counters it, sprawls back. Now Norvell's into a front headlock. Busey's got an elbow tied up. Norvell tries to shuck. He does. He shucks Trent Busey by. Does the head shuck on him. Shucks him by. And ends up getting a two-point takedown. Norvell's into an inside wrist tie. Trying to work up into a half Nelson. Can't get it. Trent Busey blocks it off. And that's going to bring the first period to an end. Craig Norvell of Mishawaka leading Trent Busey of Belmont 2-0. Busey has his choice. He defers. Norvell then makes his choice. He chooses the down position. Caleb Norvell sets himself. Busey on top. Norvell bases out. Busey goes to an arm chop. Norvell pushes back, goes to hand control, goes up on his feet, gets a one-point escape. Caleb Norvell now leads 3-0. Busey going to a series of snaps on Norvell. Norvell shoots across, trying to get a single leg. Trent Busey sprawls back, snaps down on the head, trying to go into a front headlock. Caleb Norvell slides off the side and goes into a 2-on-1. Norvell shoots in on a single leg. Busey goes to a sprawl. Norvell lifted him up, went through the back door and dumped him off, and got a two-point takedown on Trent Busey. So Caleb Norvell has increased his lead to 5-0. With a minute left in the second period. Busey tried to hit a stand-up. Norvell went to a tight waist in the head lever. Now Busey's gone to a short set. Norvell slides off. Caleb Norvell was 2-on-1. Trent Busey gets hand control, comes up, gets a one-point escape. Score now 5-1, 40 seconds left in the second period. Again, Trent Busey into a series of head snaps and then takes a shot on Norvell. Norvell sprawls back and blocks him out. Busey comes up on his feet. Norvell's into a front headlock. Tries to go to an ankle pick on Trent Busey. 16 seconds left in the second period. Norvell comes out. Tries to take a shot on Busey. Busey sprawls by. Norvell hit a little arm drag on him and took Busey right on by and then spun around behind him and got a takedown to take a 7-1 lead. So Caleb Norvell of Mishawaka leads Trent Busey of Belmont 7-1. Trent Busey says he wants the neutral position. On the whistle, both wrestlers come out, go into a tie. Both of them are into wrist ties. Norvell tries to slide out of the wrist tie and go for a single leg shot. Now Boosie's gone underneath. Norvell's into a front headlock. Boosie tried to go over the top of Norvell's head. Norvell tried to hit what used to be called a chili filly or a slide under. And in the lockup, I think Trent Boosie's thumb got into Norvell's eye. So Norvell took a injury timeout. .129 left in the third period on the far match. Matt DeWitt of Evansville Modern Die is ahead of Indianapolis Cathedral's wrestler by a score of 4-2. Caleb Norvell's got his vision back, so we're going back up. Norvell tries to take a shot in for a double. Boosie sets him up for a lateral drop throw. Norvell backed out of it. Again, Boosie tried to throw Norvell. Norvell countered him, came down right on top of him, but Boosie scrambled out of it. So there's no points there. And again, Boosie came in and tried to hit a side headlock. Norvell took him down for a 9-1 lead. Cut him loose, making it 9-2. .45 left in the third period. Norvell snapped Boosie down into a front headlock. Boosie's still retaining a good stance. Coming to bounds, come back in. 30 seconds left in the third period. Trying to encourage Norvell to try to get another takedown on Boosie and get a major. Norvell shoots in on a single. Boosie blocks it off. Norvell comes up. Boosie counters into a front headlock. Now Norvell slipped off and got into a front headlock. Norvell sliding off to the side. They go out of bounds with 9 seconds left. Norvell takes a shot in. Boosie blocks it off. Norvell tied a little elbow duck out. Final score 9-2, so it's a regular decision. Craig Norvell of Mishawaka wins 9-2. Mishawaka takes a 3-0 team point lead. It's going to bring us up to 160. At 160, Ryan Baker of Belmont, who placed seventh in the state at this weight class. And he will be wrestling Kurt Kaufman of Mishawaka, and Kurt Kaufman came in fifth in the state. And so these two guys, both highly competitive. And Ryan Baker of Belmont just completed a huge victory over Perry Meridian in the first round. Comes across and shoots a deep single on Kurt Kaufman. Gets into a single on Kaufman. Kaufman slides through and goes out the back door on Baker. Comes up on Baker with a single leg. And he tries to hit a roll through on Kaufman, and Kaufman countered him out and ended up down on the mat with a two-point takedown. So Kurt Kaufman, after a series of phenomenal moves here by both Baker and Kaufman, Kaufman has taken a 2-0 lead over Baker. Very early in the first period. Kaufman's into a two-on-one ride on Baker. Baker goes back, takes the hands off. Kaufman goes up on top, throws the legs in on Baker. Into a leg. Baker trying to high leg out of it. Kaufman breaks him down, goes into a crossface. Now Baker comes right back up. Kaufman goes up on top, tries to run a bar half on Baker. Tips Baker over, and Baker's trying to slip out the backside on Kaufman. Kurt Kaufman's got the legs in on Baker and a bar half on Baker, and I think he ended up scoring Kaufman has turned Baker over. And Kaufman got a fall. So that's a big swing here. Kurt Kaufman going over the top with a double vine on Ryan Baker, and caught him with a bar half and a legs, and ended up getting a fall. So at 171, again, we're looking at Brandon Straub, who got injured right before the sectional. He did try to wrestle in the sectional, didn't make it out of the sectional. He's wrestling Ben Boltmeyer of Belmont High School, who placed eighth in the state at 171 pounds. So Boltmeyer of Belmont will be wrestling against Brandon Straub. Mishawaka has taken a 9-0 lead in the team with a win at 152 and a fall at 160. Boltmeyer comes out, tries to go into a 2-on-1 tie against Brandon Straub. Brandon Straub backs out of it. Brandon Straub trying to pull Boltmeyer's head down. What? Boltmeyer gets in on a deep double on Straub. Straub tries to crotch lift Boltmeyer through. Boltmeyer's into a bridge. Straub's over the top. So Boltmeyer's rebuilt his base. Straub's trying to go through on the crotch. Boltmeyer's stepped up over the top on Straub. He's catching Straub in a side headlock. And he got a two-point takedown. Straub scrambled out. Boltmeyer's trying to throw the legs in. So with 45 seconds to go and a big scramble, Boltmeyer ended up getting a takedown on Brandon Straub. He's tried to go over the top and throw the legs in. Straub countered out the legs the first time. They came back up on their base, and Boltmeyer has thrown the legs in again on Straub. Boltmeyer's gone to a double vine looking for a bar half. Brandon Straub flat down on the mat. Boltmeyer trying to throw the legs in. Boltmeyer goes to an inside wrist tie and again drives that leg out with 3 seconds left. That's going to bring the first period to an end. At the end of the first period, the score is 2-0. Ben Boltmeyer of Belmont leads Brandon Straub of Mishawaka, 171 pounds. Boltmeyer of Belmont had his choice. He deferred. Brandon Straub has chosen a down position. The coaches on the side are talking to him about blocking those legs out. And on the whistle, Boltmeyer jammed into him, went right up over the top and threw those legs in. So Boltmeyer's back into the legs. Brandon Straub's trying to take both legs over one so that he can counter out of those legs. Build up a base. Boltmeyer goes right back, throws the legs in again. Boltmeyer now going to an inside wrist tie on Brandon Straub. Straub limp arms out. Boltmeyer over the top of the legs into a really tough bar half on Brandon Straub. Brandon Straub trying to counter out on it. Tries to roll through on it. Boltmeyer keeps the legs. Goes right back up over the top on Straub again. Boltmeyer doing a really good job of dominating Brandon Straub right flat down on the mat. Straub can't build up a base. Boltmeyer's trying to go up over the top into an inside wrist tie and a deep crotch, trying to drive Straub forward. Throws the legs in on Straub, goes to a cross face on Straub. Now he's picking up back points with 10 seconds left. Ben Boltmeyer picked up 3 points near fall right at the end of that period. Boltmeyer has chosen the top position. He leads here 5-0. Drives into Straub, goes up over the top, throws the legs in on Straub. Comes up with a cross face on Straub. Trying to hip into Straub and turn Straub over. He's got a single vine. Now he comes off, tries to go to a bar half. Again, Straub's back trying to pull off the ankles. And Boltmeyer's gone up on top. Straub's trying to throw that ankle out. Catch Boltmeyer. And just as he threw it out. Oh, he did. He came through the backside. So Brandon Straub drove into Boltmeyer, went over the top, got a 2-point reversal, and tried to run a half on Boltmeyer. So the score is now 7-2. Boltmeyer picked up 2 point near fall there on that. Straub's trying to go over the top, throw the legs on Boltmeyer. There's 55 seconds left in this period. Brandon Straub's on top. He's behind 5-2. I guess it's 5-2 now. They had 7-2 on the board. It's 5-2. And went into a bar arm series and got the thing too high. So they stopped it. With 19 seconds on the clock, Boltmeyer of Belmont leads 5-2. Boltmeyer goes into a shell. Straub goes up on top. Straub tries to go to a hip tilt on Boltmeyer and can't turn Boltmeyer over. 3 seconds. That's going to bring 171 to an end. And Ben Boltmeyer of Belmont defeated Brandon Straub 5-2. It's going to make the team score 9-3. That's going to take us up to 189. And at 189, we have Ian Hinton, a two-time state champion, and he'll be going against Is this Billy Baker or did they change it? Is this Billy Baker or did they change it? Zach Cook. Okay, they've pulled Billy Baker out, and they're going with Zach Cook against Ian Hinton. So it probably means they'll bump Billy Baker up, I'm guessing. Down on the other end of the match, the team score is 3-3. And they are at 171 pounds. At 171 pounds, Cathedral is leading Evansville Modern Day a 6-0 Modern Day. Evansville Modern Day tried to go to a gator roll in the first period and got caught on his back. Okay, here we go with Ian Hinton and Zach Cook of Belmont. Hinton comes out, goes into a tight tie. Zach Cook comes out, reaches for a single. Hinton counters it, slides down. Hinton slides off, goes into a fireman's carry. Takes the fireman's carry, keeps the arm, runs around the head, goes right over the top. It's got a bundle and got a fall. So Ian Hinton in 27 seconds got a fall over Zach Cook. So Ian Hinton with a fall will boast Mishawaka's score up to 15. And they hold a 15-3 lead now over Belmont. Falls by Hinton and Kurt Kaufman and a win by Caleb Norvell. At 2:15, Dave Ballantyne of Mishawaka goes out on the mat. Is this still Gaskell or Billy Baker? Okay. So they bumped Billy Baker up to 2:15 to wrestle Dave Ballantyne. So Billy Baker of Belmont wrestling Dave Ballantyne of Mishawaka at 215 pounds. They come out and go into tight tie-ups. Dave Ballantyne trying to go to a wrist tie to a 2-on-1 on Baker. Baker coming out, shooting into a collar tie. Dave Ballantyne shot a single leg on Baker. They went out of bounds. Come back in. Again, they come out. Baker's using a touch on Ballantyne's forehead. Ballantyne goes to a wrist tie. Baker blocking off on the shoulder. Ballantyne comes up. Goes into a wrist tie on Baker. Baker tries to snap on Ballantyne's head. Baker into a 2-on-1 on Ballantyne. Ballantyne trying to pull down on Baker's head. Now Billy Baker slides off into a double on Ballantyne. Ballantyne sprawls back, and they go out of bounds. Come back, go out. Again, Baker's trying to paw down on Ballantyne's head. Baker into a 2-on-1. Baker looking for a throw by or a drag. Ballantyne into a wrist tie. Go back out to the 10-foot circle. Baker comes in, shoots a high single. Baker Ballantyne counters it. Baker slips off into a front headlock, goes to a 2-on-1. Tries to get Ballantyne to step in. Ballantyne won't step in. 15 seconds left in the first period. Baker goes to a 2-on-1. Double wrist tie. Tries to paw down on Ballantyne's head. Now he goes to a wrist tie on Ballantyne. It's going to bring the first period to an end. 0-0. Billy Baker of Belmont has his choice. He chooses the down position. Ballantyne shows optional start. Cuts Billy Baker loose. Baker now leads Ballantyne 1-0. Ballantyne tries to go out into a 2-on-1 wrist tie. Baker shucks it off. Now Baker hips into Ballantyne. Ballantyne shot in on a single leg on Baker. Baker used a whizzer and a hip toss and almost threw Ballantyne to his back. They go out of bounds. No points scored. Score remains 1-0. Baker leads Ballantyne. Ballantyne tries to elbow shuck Baker into a 2-on-1. Baker slides off of it. Baker or Ballantyne shoots in. Baker hit him with a double underhook and a throw. Now Baker stepped off and hooked up a nearside cradle on Ballantyne. Ballantyne sprawls out of it, loses a 2-point takedown. So Billy Baker now leads Ballantyne 2-0, or 3-0, with 1 minute left in the second period. Baker breaks Ballantyne down with a tight waist near arm chop. Looks like Baker is trying to load him up for a hip tilt. Now he's trying to work it into a cross wrist tie and a wing. Baker with a cross wrist tie trying to work into the wing. Now he goes to an inside wrist tie, rolls it out. Ballantyne limps out, builds his base up, comes up. Baker chops him down again. Baker goes back to a wing. Cross wrist tie, trying to go up through the crotch. That's going to bring the second period to an end with Billy Baker of Belmont leading Dave Ballantyne of Mishawaka 3-0. Coaches are telling Ballantyne he has to choose the down position. Ballantyne comes in, sets himself. Billy Baker on top. Tight waist near arm chop, break down. Ballantyne hits out, tries to hit a switch. Baker brought him back in. Baker again, cross wrist tie on Ballantyne, got Ballantyne flat down on the mat. It's up on top. Baker does a good job of what used to be called a crab ride, hooking your toes inside the ankles of Ballantyne. Now he's trying to tilt Ballantyne over. He's got that cross wrist tie. Ballantyne tries to build himself up, tries to get the hand off the waist, comes up. Billy Baker going up on top into a cross face. Baker looking for a wing. Ballantyne forces his arm up and counters the wing. 1 minute left in the third period. Ballantyne builds up, takes Baker's arm over the top of his head, tries to go in and grab Baker's inside leg. So he's into a fireman's carry position. He's trying to spiral in. Baker's spinning around on him. Baker spins around on him. He goes to a cross face, and Ballantyne goes back down to flat on the mat. The official stops the match, warns Baker for stalling on top. Go back out on the whistle. Baker goes to go over the top. Ballantyne trying to come up through Baker's leg. He's back inside Baker's leg, trying to spiral into the leg. Baker straked over the top on a far ankle. He collapses Ballantyne back over. Again, Ballantyne reaches back, grabs the inside of the outside of the shin, trying to leg lift Billy Baker over. And that's going to bring the match to an end. Billy Baker has defeated Dave Ballantyne 3-0 at 215 pounds. That's going to put the team score at 15-6. And this will bring up a really good match. Clint Worm of Belmont, the heavyweight, placed at the Mishawaka Invitational, and Randy Morin of Mishawaka, placed third at the Mishawaka Invitational and also placed fourth at the state. So you have two guys here, Clint Worm of Belmont and Randy Morin of Mishawaka. Two good heavyweights, two good-sized heavyweights. A situation where if either one of them end up on their back, I'd say they're done. That's probably 270 pounds versus 275 pounds. Official starts the match. They go out, get into a collar tie. Worm goes off in a two-on-one on Randy Morin. Randy Morin's trying to get Clint Worm's head down. Worm goes to a wrist tie. Now they go back to a traditional collar tie. Worm gets into a collar tie and tries to sag Randy Morin down. Morin comes back out. Tries to jump back and snap down on Worm to get Worm's head down. Go back out to the 10-foot circle. Again, Worm trying to snap down on Morin's head. Morin pulling the hand off. Tries to get into an underhook on Worm and go into a backside headlock. Randy Morin got in on his single leg on Worm, and Worm countered him out, sprawled him out. Now he's into a front headlock on Morin. Worm's really sagged in on that front headlock, and they went out of bounds. Come back to the center. 38 seconds left in the first period. Score remains 0-0. Randy Morin trying to work into an underhook on Worm. Worm goes off into a side headlock. Morin goes to a heel trip. Morin kept his feet in bounds, and the official just kind of sat there and waited until Worm tried to turn over, and when he tried to turn over, Morin got a two-point takedown. So Randy Morin of Mishawaka gets a two-point takedown. Shows an optional start, drives in, picks up a near leg on Worm, breaks Worm down to the mat, goes to an arm chop. Worm tries to reach back, grab a headlock on Morin, and time runs out. So Randy Morin holds a 2-0 lead going into the second period. Randy Morin deferred. Clint Worm of Belmont chose the down position. Sets himself. Goes to an optional start. Drives into Clint Worm. Tries to arm chop him down. Can't arm chop him down. Now he goes to an inside wrist tie. Runs an inside wrist tie on Worm and breaks Worm down to the mat with an inside wrist tie. Tries to slip off on the far side and go to a half Nelson. Still driving into Worm with that inside wrist tie. Goes to a half Nelson on the far side. Runs into that half Nelson on the far side, and he's driving a half Nelson. It's got Worm in a half Nelson driving him over. It's also got his hand trapped up underneath. Randy Morin still with his half Nelson. Now he slipped his other arm free. He's coming around on top, trying to settle in on Worm, flatten him out, and Randy Morin got a fall. So in 3 minutes and 9 seconds, Randy Morin of Mishawaka has scored a fall in the 285-pound division, and that'll shoot Mishawaka up to a 21-6 lead. This will move us back to 103. At 103, is this Devin Amaker? Yeah, Paul Beck. Okay, Paul Beck of Mishawaka will be going against Devin Amaker of Belmont. 103 pounds. Paul Beck crowds across on Devin Amaker. They go out of bounds. They come back in. Beck goes to a 2-1, drags a 2-1, and takes Devin Amaker down with a 2-1. So Paul Beck now leads Devin Amaker 2-0 in the down position. Amaker's gone to a kind of a shell, and Paul Beck has gone to a crossface cradle. Now he's trying to turn Amaker with a far side cradle. He's got it tied up. Amaker's doing a nice job of blocking off and not turning over. Beck's trying to drive into it and tip Amaker over with a crossface cradle. And he finally gets him over with a crossface cradle. So he's got him over in a crossface cradle. Got him over pretty solid with that far side cradle. He's got him down on the mat pretty heavy. I don't know if he can force that inside shoulder down or not. Amaker comes out of it. Beck goes right back, picks him up, brings him back over, and dumps him over again. So Paul Beck, with 35 seconds left in the first period, got a fall. Paul Beck of Mishawaka, 103 pounds, got a fall in 1 minute and 33 seconds of the first period to take a lead. That'll shoot Mishawaka up to 27-6 over Belmont. And this moves us up to 112 pounds. At 112 pounds, that's, I think that's Guerrera. Wait a minute until he walks out here.
Okay, sorry to interrupt. We're on the internet now, so that's a good idea.
Okay, this is Adam Guerrera of Mishawaka, and he's wrestling, is it Carlin Horman? Yeah, this is Adam Guerrera. He wrestled 119 against Merrillville. This is Adam Guerrera of Mishawaka. He's wrestling Carlin Horman of Mishawaka.
Of Belmont. Hello, everybody. I am Matt Rendell here with Al Smith. Okay. He'll be doing most of the talking for me as I don't really know too much about this, but I'll give my input when I can. We are on the internet now, so that's an exciting news for all of us. So as we get started here, we have Guerrera from Mishawaka going to rest.
Guerrera shoots across and gets it in a single leg. Comes up. Horland's into a whizzer. And Horland goes to a broomstick roll on Guerrera. Takes Guerrera. I don't know. The official hasn't given him control yet. But he took Guerrera right over to his back on that broomstick roll. And Guerrera came right out through the back door. So Guerrera's still fighting here. And they haven't given a score. Now Guerrera's on top of Carlin Horan and got a two-point takedown. Pulls Carlin Horan back into his lap. 45 seconds to go. Throws the legs in. Goes up on top into a bar half. And Carlin got out of the legs. Guerrera's driving into Horland with 25 seconds left. The match between Mater Dei and Cathedral at the far end is a 7-7 tie team-wise. Carlin Horland. And that's going to bring that first period to an end. Adam Guerrera had his choice. He deferred. And again, Guerrera snaps down on Horman, snaps him down to the mat, but Horman's holding on to a real tight elbow. Tried to power Horman over with a cross wrist tie, and Horman reached inside and grabbed Adam Guerrera's leg. Guerrera swings back around. Horman into a short set. Now he pushes back. Guerrera sets back on him. Guerrera's into a tight waist and an arm. And Horman sets out and squares into Guerrera. But Guerrera uses an arm across the chest and drives into him. But he's not going to get any near fall. Yeah, I guess he did. Guerrera picked up two on a near fall with an arm tie and a cross on the wrist. So Adam Guerrera now leads Carlin Horman 6-0 going into the third period. And Guerrera has chosen the down position. Horman on top. On the buzz, on the whistle, Guerrera tried to set out into a switch, and Horman blocked him off on it. Now Horman going to a cross wrist tie and trying to get a wing built in on Guerrera. If he stays in a down position, Horman will turn him over. Guerrera's trying to reach back in and grab a hold of a leg on Horman. Horman's gone over the top into a bar half. Guerrera trying to go through the backside. He can't get his leg free. Now he's trying to walk around on Horman. Walks around and drops Horman's hip down to the mat. But Horman's still got Guerrera's arm trapped. Guerrera's trying to come up into a near side cradle. Walking under the leg. He got a two-point reversal now. He stepped in between Carlin Horman's legs. So with 45 seconds left, Guerrera's taken an 8-0 lead on Carlin Horman, and now he's gone to a power half on Horman, trying to drive the half Nelson over. He's getting a near fall count. Came back out of the half Nelson, picked up 3 points on Carmen Horman, and Horman squares up, comes into him. So now Guerrera has an 11-1 lead over Horman. Horman's trying to set in and hit a side headlock. He stepped in again to hit the side headlock, and he locked up the side headlock. They went down to the mat. Guerrera hasn't gone over, and Guerrera ended up getting a two-point takedown. So I think the final score is going to end up being 13-1. And that'll move us up to 119 pounds. Okay, this is Josh Harper. Is this Derek Nelson? Okay. Mishawaka with a 13-1 lead, 13-1 win by Adam Guerrera. has bumped Josh Harper, two-time state champ, up to wrestle Derek Nelson of Belmont. Mishawaka should have got 4 points there, right? So it's 31-6
now?
Yeah,
31-6.
Okay, Mishawaka has a 31-6 lead in the team score. And this is Josh Harper, two-time state champ. He will be going against Derek Nelson of Belmont. Official blows a whistle, so they bumped Josh Harper up, probably going to bump Nick Wiesjohn up also. And that'll be a whale of a match between Wiesjohn and Sheets. Guys go out. They're into wrist ties. Derek Nelson's got a wrist tie. Shoots in on Harper. Harper blocks it off. Nelson comes up, moves on in, and locks up on Nelson. Josh Harper's gone over the top into a body lock. Nelson's trying to free up his arm to come over and hook. Josh Harper's almost into a situation where he's getting himself pinned. He bailed out. Derek Nelson gets a two-point takedown on Josh Harper. So Derek Nelson got a two-point takedown on Harper. He's got a tight waist, inside wrist tie, changed off to a cross wrist tie, and a wing on Josh Harper. Forty seconds left in the first period. Derek Nelson takes a hand across the back. Goes into a hammerlock on Josh Harper. Trying to come underneath on the far side. Twenty seconds left. Derek Nelson still holds a 2-0 lead. Harper builds up his base. Brings his arm around. Nelson goes back in looking for a wing. It's going to bring the first period to an end. Derek Nelson of Belmont leads Josh Harper 2-0. So Josh Harper has his choice. Josh Harper has taken the top position. Derek Nelson goes into a shell. Josh Harper over the top. Derek Nelson goes to hand control. Harper on a tight waist. Goes up to a half Nelson. Pulls Derek Nelson back into his lap. Goes up over the top. Throws the legs in. Harper up over the top, one leg in, trying to get the other leg in. Derek Nelson reaches back, goes inside Harper's leg. Harper now goes up, tries to run a bar half. Derek Nelson's coming out the back door. Harper went up over the top with the legs. Derek Nelson came out the back door. Derek Nelson's got a two-point reversal. So Nelson now leads Josh Harper 4-0 with 50 seconds left in the second period. Nelson on top with an inside wrist tie. Josh Harper trying to come out with a switch. Nelson counters him with a tight waist. Keeps the hand control. Nelson switches off. Goes to a tight waist. Harper coming back. Trapping on the wrist. 20 seconds to go. Nelson on the inside of Josh Harper's arm. With a good cross face. Trying to tip Harper over. Harper tries to come out. Can't come out. Nelson still leads 4-0. Harper hits a shoulder roll, comes up over the top. They end up going out.
Yeah, it was a good move by Harper, but the time had run out, and so he didn't get anything there.
So the score is 4-0. Derek Nelson chooses a down position. Harper goes to a tight waist, chop. Takes the arm across the back on Nelson. Nelson in a down position. Harper trying to run a cross face on him with the arm trapped. Now Harper tries to come off and go to a tight waist and an inside wrist. Harper comes off to the side. Sets back, pulls Nelson into his lap. Tries to tilt Nelson up, doesn't get anything for it. Tries to climb up on top of Nelson, tips Nelson over. Got a one count, but nothing else. 50 seconds to go. Now Josh Harper goes up over the top.
Uh-huh.
Tries to drive Nelson's head under. Can't drive his head under. Left. Derek Nelson leads 4-0 over Josh Harper. Harper with the legs in, up over the top. Derek Nelson keeping his head up. Trying to drive Nelson's head under. Can't drive Nelson's head under. He's going to turn. No, don't think he's going to turn Nelson. Nelson's not going to turn. Derek Nelson of Belmont has won 4-0 over Josh Harper of Mishawaka. That is the first loss of Josh Harper in his high school career. He's gone 2 years undefeated and won two individual state championships. Just lost 4-0 at 119 pounds.
Yeah,
that's going to move us up to 125, and that's going to make the record, the score 31-9. They've moved Weishjohn. Yeah, this is Nick Weishjohn, and who's this? Nick Weishjohn. Yeah. Nick Weishjohn of Mishawaka going against Will Sheets of Belmont. And Will Sheets has been ranked most of the year down around 112 or 119.
And right now, I'm Matt Rendell alongside Al Smith. I'm going to get a list of our sponsors real quick. Our sponsors for today's game, Verizon Wireless, we got their card up and running. Maple Data of Goshen, Flicks Home Plate and Bullpen of Wakarusa, Team Champion Wrestling, and Stahl Heat and Air Conditioning of Elkhart as we get back to the action.
Okay, Nick Weishjohn's out on the mat against Will Sheets of Belmont. Will Sheets is pretty aggressive coming out and going into a series of snaps on Nick Weishjohn. Weishjohn is a pretty active wrestler himself. And so Nick Weishjohn, this is at 125 pounds. Nick Weishjohn's into a collar tie. Sheets had an underhook and a wrist tie and tried to get Weishjohn out of position. They go out of bounds over here on the far side. Sheets shoots in on Weishjohn. Weishjohn sprawls, goes to a front headlock. He's got an open front headlock. Tried to come off the front headlock and go to an ankle pick. Goes back into the front headlock, sags it down on Sheets. Still sagging down on Sheets. Tries to come off, go to an ankle pick. Sheets goes to a wrist tie and blocks off the front headlock and comes out. 50 seconds left. Sheets comes in, tries to hit a single leg high crotch. Weishjohn blocks it off. Weishjohn tries to take a shot on Sheets. Sheets blocks him off. Wishton tries to hit a duck under on Sheets. Goes to an elbow throw by and can't get it. Comes back and she takes another shot. And Sheets down on the mat. And I think got his head cut.
Yeah, a little bit of blood there on that one as Wishton got into Sheets there. So for the rest of our sponsors here real quick as we have a break, we have Bob Frame Plumbing and Heating of South Bend, Frick's Dairy Queen of South Bend as well, and Odyssey Group of Elkhart. So those are our sponsors. We'll get their names in there a little bit more since we didn't get the whole broadcast on the internet. But we do have it on now. So thank you all now for tuning in as they're taking care of this cut on the forehead of Sheets of Belmont. So right now we have a score of Mishawaka 36, Belmont 9, or 31-9, as the Cavemen have come out strong here in this second round of the state finals as they won the first round. Come out very strong and looking to add to that as Wishton is wrestling right now against Sheets. Then at the other end we have Cathedral and Modern Day, as Modern Day's player looks like he's trying to get on the guy's back, and there they get it as Modern Day and Cathedral are tied at 10.
Just a quick reminder, the Perry Meridian team was ahead of Belmont 28-10 with about four matches to go, and Belmont came back and beat them, and now Mishawaka is ahead 31-9 with 5 matches to go. So there is no quit in this Belmont team.
No, and you didn't want that last win of Josh Harper obviously losing, and that's big. That gives a lot of emotional surge to this Belmont team. They get in their minds, we just beat a kid who undefeated, hadn't lost really, and so they come out, and now they're going to probably wrestle harder, and that's what happened last time. They got a big win. Belmont did, after being down 28, they got a 6 points, and then they got another one, and it just built up from there. And even in the last match, their player was down 9-2 and came back to win 10-9 to tie it, and then they win in tiebreaker.
So this may come down to a nail biter here, and I'm looking at the Mishawaka bench, and they're kind of laid back. They're not really going, they're not out here really going, and I'm looking down the line. And this is Belmont's strength right here. We're at 125, and this is Will Sheets, 22-8. Next is Jeff Heller, 33-11, and Heller's a spradler. He'll pin probably two-thirds of all the guys he wrestles. At 135, Doug Lichtum is 33-9. At 140, Alex Heckman is 35-6. And at 145 is Tyler Breaker at 35-5. So, they can come up with some big points here in a real quick fashion.
So they're wrapping up Sheets' head. It looks like he's just came home from war or something there. He got that bandage all up on his head, so he's going to get ready to go here, it looks like, pretty shortly.
Looks like the spirit of 76,
yeah.
Right? We've previously been referred to the fact that the far mat between Cathedral and Evansville Modern Day is a 10-10 match.
Right now, Modern Day's got a big lead on this one, though. They got that one. There's a pin right there.
103-pound wrestler from Belmont, or from
Modern Day.
Perry Meridian, just won by fall. So, I'm sorry, Evansville Modern Day.
Yeah.
Evansville Modern Day just goes up 16-10.
So the ref's going over looking, checking out Sheets' head. He's getting it wrapped still.
So we're setting at 125 here, waiting for an injury to be corrected. And at the far end, they're at a 112-pound match.
Here we go.
Okay, I think we're coming back.
There we go.
1 minute, or I'm sorry, 30 seconds left in the first period, and the score remains 0-0. Sheets comes out, shoots in on Weishan. Weishan got it. He's got a single leg on Weishan. Weishan's trying to battle out of it. Sheets is trying to run a backstep and bow on Weishan, and Weishan's countering out. They go out of bounds, so the score remains 0-0 with 9 seconds to go.
Yeah, Sheets has he comes out with a lot of emotion. You saw him at the start pacing back and forth, staring down Nick Weishan, trying to probably do some intimidation there. And he just, you could see after that when he thought he had it, and then he didn't. He came out and he's like, I should have had that, and he didn't. So now they're fixing him up again, it looks
like. Yeah, they're going back. So they had to go back to, I'm pretty sure this is called a blood timeout rather than an injury timeout. An injury time ends up being 90 seconds. A blood timeout is like 5 minutes. So I'm pretty sure they're at a blood timeout here. And as soon as they get the bleeding stopped, they stop the blood time. And then anything after that is cleanup or correction. So, you know, a 5 minute blood timeout could take a long, long time. We are setting with a score of Mishawaka 31 and Belmont 9. We're at the 125-pound match. We started at 152, so we have, counting this match, we have five matches left. And this is a real strength of Belmont right through here from 119 all the way up. Obviously, 119, Derek Nelson pulled off a huge upset of Josh Harper of Mishawaka. Yeah. Weishan tries to hit a duck under.
Oh.
Weishan hit a nice duck under and put Sheets right down on the mat. I don't know.
Yeah.
And the two officials conferred and said, not enough time for control. So that mat, first period ends 0-0. Weishan in a down position, tries to build up to his base. Sheets goes across, straps up far arm. Weishan comes up on his feet. Sheets goes to a hip lift. They go out of bounds. Weishan comes out, Sheets cuts him loose, and immediately shoots on Weishan, and Weishan was not ready for that, but they went out of bounds. So Weishan gets a one-point escape, but he almost gave up a one-point escape and lost a two-point takedown. Will Sheets did a tremendous job there of as soon as Weishan faced into him. Boy, he shot. Almost caught Weishan. Sheets shoots in. Weishan blocks it off. Weishan into a front headlock. Slides off, trying to get a wrist tie, tries to go to a knee pick. Sheets crowding in on Weishan. Weishan tries to circle around on Sheets. Can't get Sheets' head down enough to go to an ankle pick. Tried to go into a snap and an ankle pick on Will Sheets and couldn't get it. Come back to the center, a minute and 5 seconds left. Nick Weishan of Mishawaka holds a 1-0 lead over Will Sheets on an escape in the second period. Sheets comes out. Weishan crowding into him. Sheets does a good job of just kind of baiting a guy and then getting in on a single leg here, and he hits Weishan with a fireman's carry, and Weishan got a whizzer and popped his hips out, came right back up. Now Weishan's off into a front headlock on Will Sheets. with 30 seconds to go, Wishon tries to hit a hunt front head shot. He comes out, takes a single leg shot on Sheets. Sheets backs out of it. Wishon's just crowding in pretty hard here. If Sheets decides to shoot, he's going to get in pretty deep on Wishon real quick. Wishon goes to a front headlock. Go out of bounds. They come back in. Sheets. Wishon tried to swing across real fast on Sheets, and Sheets countered him out. Wishon goes into a front headlock.
Oh.
Tries to step up and go to a knee pick on Sheets.
So 1-0 headed into this third period of this one. As
third period.
Wishon will be on top here.
Well, Sheets sets himself. Wishon on top. Sheets goes to a stand-up. Wishon went to an ankle pick. Wishon swings off to the side, goes to a tight waist and a near-arm chop. Sheets sets out, turns into Wishon. He's got Wishon's arm up over his shoulder, trying to pull Wishon over the top. Pulling on Wishon, trying to pull him over the top. Wishon frees his arm, brings it back. Brings Will Sheets' arm across his back in a hammerlock. Tries to slide off. Can't go into a near side cradle. Sheets blocks that. Sheets builds up on his base. Wishon still got that arm across the back. Trying to reach up and take a hold of Sheets' hand. And he can't get that hand trapped up. Now Wishon goes off to a chicken wing on Sheets. Left. Sheets pops his hips up and almost threw Wishon right off over the top. Wishon goes underneath and grabs up a far arm. Sheets comes up on his feet, trying to reach in on Wishon. Wishon lifts him. Takes him back down with a hip lift.
30 seconds left.
Wishon's up high. Sheets pulled on that arm again.
And he got
Sheets
away.
Come out and got an escape. So it's 1-1 with 15 seconds to go. 15 seconds left, 1-1 tie. Wishon's just forcing into Sheets. If Sheets takes a shot on Wishon, Wishon's going to be deep trouble.
That looks like it's going to end it. Sheets right now is struggling. After he had that arm behind him on that, he really...
1-1, overtime match.
There he goes.
125 pounds. Wishon pushed into Sheets, and Sheets took a shot on Wishon, and it's just like we thought. Wishon's forcing into Sheets so much that, boy, when Sheets shot in on him, he got in deep. Wishon is stepping in, trying to block on Sheets. Sheets stepped up and got into a body lock on Wishon. Wishon is trying to get out of the... Now Wishon slid off into a front headlock.
And there
he goes to an ankle pick. Takes Sheets down in overtime.
Nice move by
Wishon. So Nick Wishon in overtime has defeated Will Sheets 3-1.
Look at Sheets stumbling.
What a great match.
Yeah. Good job by Wishon getting low and getting that ankle pick, like you said, just taking him down.
Whoo! What a match.
Nick Wishon's dad yelling at him, good job.
So that'll move the score to 34-9. This is going to go to the 130-pound class. And this is the one where you can tell everybody to watch a spladel, but technically speaking, you don't have a... let me look and see when he stands up, because I'm going to tell you it is. No, this is Anthony Lewis. This is Anthony Lewis. So Anthony Lewis is going to be wrestling Jeff Heller of Belmont. Lewis shoots out and gets in on a single leg. Heller goes right up over the top. Keep in mind that a splaydle comes when you're in on a single leg and the guy counters it out by going up over the top on you. Back on their feet. Lewis in the center. Heller comes out. Heller shoots down, drops in. Lewis drops off into a front headlock, trying to headshuck Heller. Heller goes to a short carry, a fireman's carry. Lewis is trying to block it off. Heller came right on through it and got it, so Heller got a two-point takedown. Now Heller's going up over the top into a crossface. Lewis in a down position on a two-on-one wrist tie on Heller. Anthony Lewis is warned for stalling in the down position for hanging on a wrist. Heller up on top. Got a leg in. Trying to go to a cross face. And now he's warning Heller for stalling. So Anthony Lewis has been warned for stalling in the down position. And Heller's been warned for stalling in the top position. Score is still 2-0 with 15 seconds to go in the first period. Heller goes up over the top. Hits into a crossface. Lewis comes out.
There you go.
Spirals into Heller. Once the buzzer's over, there was an escape. We're sitting here next to a bunch of old coaches who are going, hey, if it's an escape now, it was an escape 10 minutes ago. Anthony Lewis trails 2-1 to Jeff Heller, and Anthony Lewis has taken the down position. Again, Lewis goes back for hand control. Heller goes over the top into a crossface. Lewis has come back underneath and grabbed a hold of Heller's leg. Now Heller's over the top in a crossface cradle.
Yeah.
And he's tipped Lewis over with a crossface cradle. Picking up near fall points.
Right, yeah, right now he needs to get out of that somehow. That's
so Heller's got a really tight crossface cradle on Anthony Lewis. It's a minute and 15 seconds to go. As long as Lewis keeps his inside shoulder up, he won't get pinned, but Heller's got that crossface cradle just locked in.
Yeah, right now there's still a minute left for him to do something with this to get a fall.
Not much we can describe to you here except... Jeff Heller's got a really great crossface cradle locked up on Anthony Lewis. Anthony Lewis has got his inside shoulder, inside arm popped up. And be really kind of hard here. I guess Heller probably could drop back and put a knee in the rib cage. Finally, he just drove Anthony Lewis over, picked up his 3 points for a near fall. Now Lewis building up on his base. Heller goes up. Throws the legs in. Lewis tries to bring him back down to the mat and go through the back door. There's less than 5 seconds left on the clock.
Yeah.
So the second period's going to run out here. And Jeff Heller of Belmont holds a 5-1 lead over Anthony Lewis. Heller of Belmont chooses the down position. hip collapses Heller back into him. Anthony Lewis pulled Heller right back into him. Tries to go up on top and on an inside wrist tie. Trying to collapse Heller down on the mat. Heller hits a short set, backs into Lewis, then starts to come up. Lewis went to an ankle, far ankle, and broke Heller back down on the mat. Now Lewis has tried to step off and go to a head lever, but Heller's got it blocked off. Heller builds up his base, tries to go up. Lewis comes off and goes to a far ankle, trying to drive Heller down on the mat. Heller hits out, goes into a switch. They go out of bounds. The official says, we'll go back to the center and start. 1 minute and 4 seconds left, third period. Anthony Lewis trails Heller 5-1. Anthony Lewis in the top position. 130-pound division. Lewis pulls Heller back, tries to collapse his hips down, swings off looking for a rotator or a spiral, can't get it. Heller goes back, builds up his base, trying to come out. Lewis goes back to a tight waist and a far ankle. Heller's trying to finish up on a switch. Lewis is trying to pull up on that ankle. Lewis in an underhook and blocked on the far end thigh. Heller comes out, looks in for a switch, got into a switch again. Lewis goes back, picks up the ankle. Heller's driving in. Lewis is stepping over. There's 15 seconds left in the third period. Anthony Lewis is still driving his shoulder in. It's going to make the match to an end. Jeff Heller of Belmont has defeated Anthony Lewis of Mishawaka 5-1. But that's going to make the score 34-12. And there's just three matches left. That's 18 points. And 18 and 12 comes out to 30. So Mishawaka High School, barring any unsportsmanlike conduct, has moved on into the state championship
and
match.
And they still have some good wrestlers, obviously, right now. This should be a good one right here. So,
this is Doug. How do you pronounce his name? Lentham. How do you pronounce Doug's name? Lentham.
Lithicum.
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 Lithicum. Okay, Doug Lithicum. Okay, I just call him Doug. Is going against Stephen Sandifer of Mishawaka. Stephen Sandifer placed fifth in the state at this weight class last week. And he's just run a front headlock and walked around the backside on Doug and got a two-point takedown. He's now thrown the legs in on Doug and gone to an inside wrist tie and barred it down to the mat. Sandifer is still with a double vine, inside wrist ties. Now Doug's built up to his base, but Sandifer goes right back, jerks his wrist out, and breaks him down. Sandifer trying to build into a bar half with a double vine. Doug Lithicum blocking it off. Now Sandifer steps off on the side with a single vine, tries to hip him over, and can't do it. So he goes back, throws the far side leg in, goes back trying to dig.
There he goes. He's going to try to, he tried to flip him with that.
Yep. Dig into a half Nelson.
Yeah.
22nd. Official stops the match, stalemated. Comes out, sets Doug in the down position, puts Sandifer on top. Doug tried to go to an outside leg stand-up. And Steven Sanford grabbed a far ankle and broke him down. Goes right back up over the top, throws a leg in, comes back off and tries to run a bar half. There's 5 seconds left in the first period.
And
that's going to bring the first period to an end with Steven Sandifer of Mishawaka leading Doug Lithicum 2-0. Sandifer's choice, he chooses to defer. Doug Lithicum chooses to wrestle on his feet. So they'll start the second period in the neutral position. Sandifer comes across. Lithicum going to touches on the head. Sandifer crowding in, trying to get into a tie-up. Lithicum shoots from quite a ways out. Sandifer sprawls back, goes into a front headlock.
Yeah, Lithicum has the
height. Swings around on Lithicum. In that front headlock and locked him in and swung around on him and got a two-point takedown. So Steven Sandifer has now scored his second two-point takedown, basically off the same move,
right,
off of a front headlock and then a swing around. He's gone to a bar half. He's got a really tough bar half on Doug. He's turned Doug over with a bar half. He's got the legs in on Doug, and Doug tried to roll through on him and got through on it. Sandifer slipped off, went into a wing. So he's got a wing trying to turn Doug back over. He's already got 3 points, but he's got this wing really barred up on Doug. Doug's going to turn back to his base. Got over back to his base. Now Sandifer gets out, walks around the head. Walked around the head on Doug. Had a chicken wing, and he walked around the head. If he ain't stuck now, he's not going to be stuck. He's bridging off of his back. And he got
there
the fall.
Goes.
So Steven Sandifer got a fall in 3 minutes and 42 seconds. So Steven Sandifer of Mishawaka with a fall over Doug Lithicum runs the team score up to 40-12. It's going to bring us up to 140. At 140, this is Joey Smith. This is Joey Smith of Mishawaka. He'll be wrestling Alex Hackman.
Yeah, right there, Sandifer just had a great match. I mean, he came out and he dominated that from really the beginning.
From the beginning.
Yeah, he really no chance for Lithicum. He didn't really. He just came out. Sandifer just got up on him and had him pretty much the whole time.
Okay, here we go at 140 pounds. Alex Hackman of Belmont against Joey Smith of Mishawaka. Joey Smith comes out, tries to paw down on the head of Alex Hackman. Hackman catches Joey Smith in a front headlock. Joey Smith got into the semi-state as a champion and tried to force a fireman's carry, which he just dropped into here, and got beat by a young man by the name of Minx of Winnemac. Joey Smith just got locked in on, I'm going to run a short carry. He came out and Hackman snapped him into a front headlock, and
yeah,
Joey Smith went right into his short carry or fireman carry and couldn't get it. Alex Hackman comes out, keeping his distance away from Joey Smith. Joey Smith's a pretty powerful wrestler. Hackman comes out and shoots in on a single leg, gets in on a single leg on Joey Smith. Joey Smith has sprawled back on Hackman, pushing back to break Hackman's grip off the single leg. And the official says nobody's making a gain here, so stops it. 56 seconds left
Smith
in the first period.
Smith tried to go up through the legs and get that, but he couldn't quite get there.
Joey Smith comes out, tries to hit a zigzag single on Alex Hackman, but Hackman blocked him off. Now they're back in. Hackman's into a tight collar tie. Smith's trying to pull down on Hackman's head. Hackman shoots in on Joey Smith. Hackman again tries to drop down on Joey Smith. This time Joey Smith shoots in on a single leg. Gets in on a single leg on Hackman. Steps in. Goes in through the back door on Hackman. Turns through the back door. And Hackman rolled him through, but Joey Smith came up.
He's going to get on top there.
And ended up on top of Hackman and got a two-point takedown. Now Joey Smith sent to a wing with 3 seconds to go. And so Joey Smith of Mishawaka leads Alex Hackman 2-0 at the end of the first period with a single leg. Joey Smith has his choice. He's going to choose the down position. On the whistle, Joey Smith tried to go to an outside leg stand-up. Alex Hackman blocked it. They go back down to the mat. Hackman throws the legs in on Joey Smith. Hacksman goes into a figure four on one leg and tries to hip Joey Smith over. Joey Smith blocked it. Now Joey goes back and picks Hackman's leg. Hackman tried to go over the top into a bar half. Now Joey Smith's in underneath the opposite leg trying to come out the back door. Hackman tried to roll him through. Joey Smith is pushing, trying to get his head out the back door.
He's squeezing there.
He's got Hackman on his back, and Hackman just bailed out. Joey Smith got a two-point reversal. Joey Smith of Mishawaka now leads 4-0. Tried to go to a cross face. Now he goes to a tight waist and an arm chop. Hackman controlling the inside, controlling the hands. Joey Smith driving into Hackman. Hackman hits a short set. Joey Smith hip collapses him over. Hackman goes right back into a short set. Joey Smith tried to come over the top to go to a cross face. Hackman arm spun out. Scores 4-1. They're on their feet. Joey Smith trying to paw down on Hackman's head. Goes into a wrist tie. Joey Smith trying to go to a two-on-one tie. Hackman's got a wrist tie on Joey Smith. They break, come back open. Smith into a wrist tie. They go back into a tight collar tie. About 8 seconds left in the first period. Alex Hackman went to a really good head and heel, and Joey Smith was able to get out of bounds. It's going to bring the second period to an end. And Alex Hackman has chosen the top position. Joey Smith leads this 4-1. He sets himself in the down position. Alex Hackman on top. Joey goes to an outside leg stand-up. Hackman goes to a tight waist near arm chop. Brings Joey Smith back down to the mat. Joey Smith trying to build up, and Hackman trying to throw the leg in. Joey Smith goes back, grabs the bottom of the foot, trying to pick that foot out of there. Hackman puts the other leg in.
Uh-oh.
Now Joey Smith goes under that leg and rolls, but when he rolls, they go out of bounds.
So what's the strategy on these resets? You want on like you want to be on the bottom? Like I've seen, you know, they the guy from Belmont deferred and stood up. Why would you do that instead of going down?
If the top guy is really good and he can just dog you to death, then there's no sense going down because he's just going to kill you.
Okay. And then when you go down, some people want to do that so you can get up and get points
right.
Or switches. Okay, I see.
Joey Smith just got a one-point escape and then did a phenomenal head and heel, and Alex Hackman fought his way out of it. Joey Smith ended up getting the takedown anyway, but Joey Smith had caught him with a head and heel and dumped him over almost literally to his back. Now he catches Hackman in a far side cradle, but he can't turn Hackman, and so he throws the legs in. They go out of bounds.
So just under 45 seconds left in the third period of this one. Smith up 7-6 here for Mishawaka as they have a 40-12 lead. In this match.
Alex Hackman hit a nice inside leg stand-up. Joey Smith countered it, went over the top, trying to get a cross-face cradle. Now Alex Hackman has caught Joey Smith's arm over the top. He's trying to arm spin under, and Joey Smith just kind of moved out to the front and gave him a one-point escape. With 25 seconds to go, Joey Smith leads 7-2 here at 140 pounds. Hackman trying to get in on a single leg. Joey Smith pushing down on it. Now Hackman snaps down on Joey Smith. Smith goes to an elbow control. Squaring in. 5 seconds left in this match. Hackman comes up looking for a front headlock. Joey Smith tried to set underneath and go to a short carry, and that brings the match to an end. Joey Smith of Mishawaka has won 7-2. So that'll increase the team score to 43-12.
Mercich going
okay,
for
Mishawaka. They move Mercich up to 45. They move Mercich back up to 45. So this is Brandon Mercich. I think he wrestled 40 last match.
Yeah.
Real quick, we'll get some of the sponsors in again. Verizon Wireless, we're using their card here today to broadcast. Maple Data of Goshen and Flick's Home Plate and Bullpen of Wakarusa. Thank you.
Tyler Baker of Belmont was a state finalist and got beat on Friday night. And Brandon Mercich was a state finalist and got beat on Friday night. And they're both coming out here to wrestle at 145. Both of them are trying to get the other guy's head down, and Tyler Baker goes into a double underhook, and Mercich just kind of backs up out of bounds. 1 minute and 20 seconds left in the first period. Tyler Baker shoots in on a single leg on Mercich. Mercich goes to a whizzer, and Tyler Baker limped arm through on that whizzer and got a two-point takedown on Brandon Mercich. So with 1 minute left in the first period, Tyler Baker's got a cross-wrist tie on Mercich. The official has warned Brandon Mercich for stalling in the down position. Now Tyler Baker's gone to a wrist tie. Thirty seconds left. Brandon Mercich came up on his feet, spun out. Tyler Baker tried to hang on to one foot, couldn't do it. So now the score is 2-1. Tyler Baker into a elbow tie and a collar tie. Just to hit a drop in on a single. Mercich shot in on a double. Tipped Tyler Baker over, but they went out of bounds. 2.5 seconds left in the first period.
Yeah, the uproar of the crowd. Modern Day just got another fall win, and so now they've gone up 20 at 34-14 over Cathedral.
Tyler Baker has his choice from Belmont, and he has chosen the down position. Mercich on top. Tyler Baker hits a really nice stand up to a switch. Mercich hung onto that tight waist, came right around, so he's still in control. They're back down on the mat. Mercich is in on an inside wrist tie, trying to load Tyler Baker up into a hip tilt. And he got 2 points out of it. So Brandon Mercich with a cross wrist tie and a hip tilt picked up 2 points on Brandon on a near fall. Now Brandon Mercich is taking the arm back across the back on Tyler Baker. Baker's up on his knees going to hand control. Mercich uses a hip lift. They go up and out of bounds. Mercich back again into the two-on-one. So Brandon Mercich leads 3-2 over Tyler Baker in the second period at 145 pounds. This is the last match of this duel.
Yep.
Evansville Modern Day is ahead quite a bit in the far end. So going for the state championship will be Mishawaka versus Evansville Modern Day. Brandon Mercich into a inside wrist tie. Tyler Baker building up his base. Now Mercich trying to dig into a chicken wing. Goes up over the top on a cross face. Tyler Baker grabs his hand. That's going to bring it to an end. And now we're going to the third period. Brandon Mercich of Mishawaka has chosen the down position. Mercich sets himself. Tyler Baker goes to an optional start. Cuts Mercich loose, making the score 4-2. On their feet, they go into a collar tie. Tyler Baker tried to go to an elbow shrug throw by. Mercich went back to a throw by.
Oh.
Tyler Baker shot right in and got in on Mercich. Now Mercich has gone to a... Mercich tried to roll Tyler Baker through. Tyler Baker got a two-point takedown and a two-point near fall.
Yeah, that gives Baker the lead now at 6-4.
So Mercich is trailing now 6-4. Referee stopped it. Sets Mercich in a down position. 1 minute, 16 seconds left in the third period. Tyler Baker into a tight waist and an arm chop. Mercich tries to switch on Tyler Baker. He couldn't finish it. Now he goes to a series of hip switches and tries to come back again with a switch, and they go out of bounds. 59 seconds left in the third period. Mercich just went into a shell. Tyler Baker went right over the top and locked up a crossface cradle on him. Mercich tried to just go into a shell, and Tyler Baker went right over the top and hit him with a crossface cradle and got a three-point near fall. So now Tyler Baker leads 9-4 over Brandon Mercich. Mercich tries to go back to a side headlock. Tyler Baker cuts him loose, making it 9-5.
So 15 seconds left here in the third period of this match.
Mercich and Tyler Baker out in the center of the match. Mercich pushing into Tyler Baker, trying to get Tyler to push back, and Tyler's not going to push back. So the score is 9-5 with 3 seconds left. It's going to bring that match to an end. That'll make the final team score Mishawaka 43 and Belmont 15. So at 43-15, Mishawaka moves on into the championship match against Evansville Modern Day, who presently leads 34-14, and they're in their 140-pound match at the far end.
Yeah, so Mishawaka comes away with a 43-15 victory here in the second round of the state tournament here at Center Grove High School. And they come away with a big win here. The first win they had was against Maryville, a closer one as it came down to. They were up 3 going into the last match, but they came away with a big win in that match. So they beat Maryville the first round, come out here in the second round, and the Cavemen come away with a big win against the Belmont Braves. So as we look forward, it looks like Mater Dei will probably come away with the win on mat two, as they are up 34-14. Right now, the Cathedral player trying to get a fall victory here. So as we get ready and prepare for that, for this last match for the Cavemen in the state finals championship game, I'd like to thank people for sending emails for the broadcast, as we could not get it up and running. We had some difficulties in getting it online. It was tough because the internet was not hooked up the way we needed it to be. So we did get it fixed. We are up now, obviously. But thank you for sending your emails and listening in, and hopefully you got it now as we are broadcasting on the internet. I am Matt Rendell here with Al Smith, and Lenny Winterode is doing help to get, did all of the work actually, get us up and running.
Good, how are you?
So thank you to Lenny for doing that today. And he took a quick nap,
high school
too.
Kids.
He's been tired. So right now we're working on just getting prepared, as the Cavemen are going to head to the championship game in the state finals here, our championship duel, as the Cavemen get ready. They're going to prepare themselves. And so I'm here with Al Smith. And what do you take out of that last duel match we just had here? What do you take from the Cavemen out of that? Compared to the first one.
For Mishawaka, I think the thing that was really key was that they did not let down. They had wrestled Belmont earlier in the season.
Yeah.
They had won fairly big.
Right.
And you have a tendency to go out and think, okay, all we got to do is show up and win.
Right.
And obviously Perry Meridian thought the same thing against Belmont, and Belmont beat them. So I think it's a real key, or a real compliment to the coaching staff.
Oh, yeah.
Derek Snyder and all the coaches for keeping Mishawaka focused on what they had to do.
And I think you're right. I mean, the coaches, and that happens in every sport. You go into a game thinking, oh, we got this, we're going to win, and sometimes you come out on the wrong end and the big upset. But you look at a great job by the coaches getting these guys prepared. They came out strong right off the bat, getting big wins early. I know they went up 15-3, and really that was it. I mean, they just kept building on to that lead from there on out. And so, kudos to Coach Derek Snyder and the rest of the coaches for telling these guys, you know, we have to go win. This isn't guaranteed. So the Cavemen come away with the big win there. And right now we're going to take a real, real quick break. We'll be right back to get you some coverage of the Mater Dei, as they're right now up 34-20 now. And they're wrestling right now. So we'll take a really quick break, and we'll come back to give you some more analysis and hopefully pretty soon a winner of the Mater Dei and Cathedral match.